Дякую, отче Богдан. Отець буде далі сповідати. And I'll just share a few thoughts with you. When I was watching the Oscars, I listened to the song from the Barbie movie. What I was made for, what was I made for? The ruminations of a doll reflecting the deep-seated thoughts of every human being. But I thought that the question was phrased incorrectly. Just like one of my friends who told me recently, did you know that it takes 3 sheep to knit a sweater? And I said, I didn't even know sheep could knit. So I think the proper phrasing of the song should have been, who was I made for? Because I'm not simply a functional member of society, but I'm a person who wants a relationship with others. That Jesus himself said that the core of all of sacred scriptures is love God and love neighbor. We weren't made for success. We weren't made to have some kind of business. It turns out that I'm not something that was paid for, but I'm something that was someone that was offered a relationship with God and with each other. My friends who hang out at bars says, I don't go to church, God's everywhere. Well, you have it backwards. Churches aren't for God. God was fine without churches. He'll be fine without churches. But I'm not everywhere. I'm here for a short time on this earth, revolving around the sun, in a solar system, in a universe that we still cannot comprehend. And for those who want to pray with me, it's a sign of a relationship that says, I value you. You were made for me, and I was made for you. And this love of God and love of neighbor that is the core of our belief in God reminds us that the cross is the symbol of that most important thing. Because Jesus hanging on the cross, crucified because of jealousy and envy, abandoned by his closest friends, says, I am the sign of victory. Because the way people look at achievement is not the way God looks at achievement. Who are you? Who have you become? For whom are you giving your life? These are the symbols of the cross, where in the eyes of the world, Jesus looks like a total loser, hanging on the cross, a symbol of capital punishment of his era. And the Christians say, this is a symbol of our victory, because no bully, no one will tell me who I am but my God. And my God says, I was made for him and for you. And if I am as a success as a human being, if I do not let hatred and anger and all kinds of dysfunctional behaviors enter my heart, then I will have become who I was made for, and for what I was made for you. And that is the Christian goal of success. So when people will tell you you're not pretty enough, you're not tall enough, you're not good enough, that's not the purpose. My purpose is to be a good human being, a faithful friend, a person who is honest with himself and with others, a person who says, I understand that life is not achievement and success in business, but in being a good me, a good Ivan, a good Maria, Katrusha, someone who knows who they are. And one more idea. In the famous Broadway show Les Mis, it's based on the mercy of a bishop who forgives a thief and shows him mercy. And in one of those central songs, it says, "My life has killed the dream I dreamed." Once again, there are very good ideas, but for Christians, there's a little twist. My dream is me, and my dream I share with you. And so, no matter what happens to me, as I often said, whether I end up on the cross or the richest businessman in the world, the truth is, in God's eyes, who I have become will be the most important thing. That's why life is fair, because it's not for me to have good things happen to me. The goal of the Christian life is for me to become good. And in today's gospel, that one phrase where God reminds us how much we are worth to Him, He says, "What good is it if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What can you give in exchange for yourself?" The Creator of the universe, who made us, says to each of you, "You are worth more than the entire universe. Take care of yourself. You are always the best gift. And if you take care of yourself, even if you end up on the cross, that will be a symbol of victory, that you know, you knew, and you lived what was most valuable. Love God. Love your neighbor, and you will find that it will be much easier to love yourself. And in God's eyes, the cross will become that symbol of victory, and you will be a success, because there is only one of you, and one of you was meant to be with God and me forever." God bless you. Slava Isusu Christu.